So we're holding here in the Mekabel, whoever is Mekabel and himself, El Terim, Ivri Minu, by Malchus of the Herds, or by El Terim, or Malchus of the Herds.
Yep.
And we, last time we explained that two separate Mehalchim, in other words, one is Kilu the Teva the way it is, that's the first level. The second level is the fact that people come together, form a society, they have laws and rules and regulations, and together accomplish things. That's the Oil Malchus. And then there's Oil Torah, which is above it. So it says like this. The Kasha, I think, Kasha Tov and Divir Chochman Moed were holding.
Yes.
The Kasha Tov and Divir Chochman Moed. So if you understand a little bit deeper, you'll understand another knage, a deeper knage, in why somebody does mekabel of el terim avirim el malchus v'adacheretz. Ki beis hamikdash shulchan b'tzofa, v'ashulchan shulchan malchus. In the beis hamikdash, the shulchan was b'tzofa, and shulchan is the shulchan of malchus. V'kneged hanhogas malchus, and that's kneged hanhogas malchus. Menorah b'darim, sheish b'shiva neres, im kneged shivim mei breishes, im shivim mei ateva, v'dova zeyidu l'chachamim. So the first inyan is that he says, you have two inyanim that are in the Heichel, and that is inyanim of oil. Malchus, which is expressed in Lechem, in the Shulchan, and the oil of the Dercheret, which is expressed in the Menorah, which is connected to Chachmas, and so on. And each one is connected to the other, therefore, they're over there. The Torah is in a different place completely, and it's in the Kodesh Kodashim. Now, I mean, it speaks about this in a lot of places. This want to describe the Nekuda that he says here about El Dvar Brun Mishmei Divir Chochma Muka, that it's, you know, it's within both of these inyanim, side the inyan of the Anhaga of Malchus and their Heretz, are already within a circle outside of the normal reach of the Yisrael. In other words, we're talking about a haga in a way that's already a mila. Let's see if we can kind of give it more of a word for it. When we talk about l'marshal the hanhaga ruchnius of the world, so there we're talking about spheres. And they are ruchnis tikkatayvan hagas, they're abstractions, they're not physical things, and so on. But they are. Then there is something that's beyond that. There are mahalchim that are called the keser, or tayvan hagas at the pshat is the nelam, even to the world of chachmas apnim. Notice, the pnim of the pnim is something which we don't have any tefisa in, except that it's there and it's a metzias and so on and so forth. The difference between the outer shell and the inner shell is whose tefis. So in other words, Klal Yisrael has a drisus regal on the chatzar mishkan, on Eretz Yisrael, and everything around. And you need to be a kohen to be tefis with the inyanim of the Heichel, that's the Malkum Avayda. And so it's something that is a higher tfisa. It's more of a tfisa, it's beyond, but that's all it is. Lifnei Lifnim, there's no Knisa Bichlau. The only thing that's right about it is simply that it's there. not Mizgala in any Mahalchim of Chachma whatsoever. It simply is what it is. That's all it is. So the Mahalach of Torah is, and the reason is, it's not part of a world of Kedusha. It's beyond the world of Kedusha. In other words, Kedusha for us is in Yanim that are Lifnim. They're above, beyond, whatever you want to call it. And then there's inyanim that go beyond that. And the only way in which we can describe it is as being beyond. There's no be'etzim. In the tefisa, in the inyanim of the Hechel, it's a makam avoda. And that's why Mahalchi Derheretz and Mahalchi Malchus have an avoda. The oil trailer is something that the etzim is past that, and it's not a makom avoda the etzim. So the first thing you speak of is that's why oil trailer is beyond these two oil, and the person doesn't have that at all. Then he says, "V'teida ki oil malchus v'derches and shnei dvarim b'chulakim ze keneged ze." Now, besides that, there's another nekuda that oil malchus and oder cheretz are two inyanim that are also distinct and different. It's in the kemoshe ba'anim. Kizehu an hagas el mativi. Avo oil malchus han hagas she'ino v'yateva. Rak han hagas nushis b'levat. So he says that there's two inyanim over here, Vaterim is Allah Shneim. These two inyanim are different. One is Yemin, one is small, and there's a Chiluki Dargis in those inyanim also. Let's be masked a little bit. First of all, you find that the idea of a shulchan is miyuchat to malchus, like it says shulchan melachim. The mashal you have it in hilchis bishlakum. Oilos of melachim, enos of melachim. It says an rabbeinu kodesh in antoninus, that like pascha shulchanam. Altes avol shulchanim shulchan chagal mishulchanim. What's the inyan of shulchan shabai? So, I mean, why is malchus miyuchat to shulchan? The answer is that there's a lashon. I don't remember where it is. The Chazal, I think it's supposed to be ish and ish, that the man brings wheat and he brings this. And a person can't eat chita, and a person can't wear kishu. The woman weaves it, makes it into a baguette, she cooks, she bakes, and makes it into a thing, and so on. The shlitas adam on the maizer precious, to give it a specific tzura, is the pulas adam. The arena of adam in the world of in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world is to make an asiyah out of the specific out of the things that are there already. You have the marshal, the famous Chazal, where Minas of Akiva is the Maisa, the Chesufan against Akiva of Akiva is Maisa Hashem bigger or Maisa Adam bigger? Yesetim benegia to Brismila, and he answered him, is a Imar of Chita better or Lechem better? So the Hanhagas Adam is, it takes the Inyanim that are there in Teva and gives it a certain surah that Shayach to Adam in a much better way. So the chita itself is a shefa of growth. The pishtun is a shefa of growth, and the adam, a extracts from it and puts it in a way that gives him what he needs from it. So the entire, when we ask ourselves, what's the purpose of organizing society? What does a melech do vis-a-vis the inyanim that are there, the things that are there? You walk in and there are animals running around, there are plants growing all over the place. The melech and the malchus doesn't substitute for teva, but rather it imposes certain tsuras on it that make that you take out from the wheat the part that shayach to Adam. You do something with it, you take one aspect of it, you make the flour out of it, and you make the bread out of it, and so on and so forth, that is shayach to tzuras Adam. So that process is the process of malchus. The shulchan is where you've taken the raw material and been kaveya it, it's the tzuras Adam. Let's explain it in the minute of small that he means. He says over here that generally speaking, Durham is Yamin and Tzafon is Smoil. Naira is Durham, it's Yamin, and this is and Tzafon is a Smoil. The things that come into this world are a shefa. In other words, things grow, things blossom. There's a lot of wheat, and there's a lot of parts of the wheat. The process of Adam is to be magdir gedorim, and in other words, to take from the wheat what's necessary to grind it and so on, to have people pay taxes and be mishtatef to certain goals and so on. The process that what comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kulei shefa. It's a b'china chesed, nefa is b'yamin, because what grows came from nothing, so yesh ma'ayin and so on. It's a process of getting a lot more than was put in. Adam imposes on it a gedorim, in gevulis, because we don't use the entire chita, we use only a specific part of it. We grind it down. We have to bake it. We have to eat it. The lashon of shulchan you find the lashon elas mishpat hashatos nefdem kishulchan ha'aruch. In other words, you have to shtel to the thing to the person. So without a malchus of a person, and again, malchus in this case doesn't just mean a melech. It means the organization of society in a way that it has input into the Bria. Without society, we'd be in the forest, we'd be picking berries and wheat and stopping it down and making do with that. That's what we could do. The big toelus of organizing people and having a whole structure of a malchus and a whole structure of things that are, you know, that function together, is in order to give in order to have the shulchan. So malchus is smile in that case. Teva is b'yamin. It's the shefa where things come from. It's the menorah. The menorah is sort of a mashpia. It emanates, things emanate from it, oil emanates from it. Shulchan is where you took the bria that was there and you perfected in the sense a very specific to it. From wheat you can make a lot of things. You can feed animals, you can make farina, you can bake bread out of it, and so on. Together, whatever it is that Adam does, he's kaveh one of the tzuris, but that tzura becomes both shayach to Adam. So he's explaining these two oilos are the etzem contradictory to each other, and there's a certain zelum aseh. Both of them are only shayach to where Adam doesn't belong to the olam that's above it, just the olam of Torah. Once a person comes into that world, he is mufka from the first world and he's in that second world. It's almost an axiom. Just like the things that are on this side of the Pareches don't make it into the other side of the Pareches, then it's the other way around is also true. The things that are over there don't make it into here. There's anything which is inside that inner circle doesn't have to go out. It's very, very interesting that of the yanim, you know, inside there was in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Kodesh Kodashim, you had everything. You had nothing. You just had the Aron with the Luchos, possibly and the Shivei Luchos. But there's one other thing that you had there was the Tzitzitus Haman. And the pshat is because Be'etzim, it has, that's the Mahalach that belongs there. In other words, the Shulchan you have on the outside, and that's correct. But you have the Yanim, but there is a certain Hanhaga, like the Rambam says, of things that are above Teva, and those things, the Hechreach, belong in the Makrim inside the Kodesh Kodashim. It means that it's something which is muska. It doesn't belong. It's not the pshat that food doesn't have a makom there. Food of this world doesn't have a makom in Pnim, but food of the other of not that comes from this world that does have a makom over there. It says like in the Ramban, it says that Lasid Lovi after Tchias Hamesim, there's going to be the Gufim will be very, very refined, and Achila will be similar to Achila's Man. In other words, it all means that there's no tzustel to the mahalach that we have over here. It's going to be rather today. What we do is we eat food that's shared to this world, and we use it to and we use it for the to be malit and so on and so forth. The achila will also be a not this world achila. That's the difference between the two worlds. So the problem with achila is because it belongs in this world, and therefore you don't have it in the other world. Mashenkin food that emanates in the other world that has a makom there also. A person is goes out lecheres through Torah. The divers of the mevinim. I want to add one more nekuda that is shaykh to this. I guess in a little bit of in a dimion. In the world of it says Chacham is Adif Minavi. So the Maral explains that the reason why Chacham is Adif Minavi is because every Navi has to see things that are he sees things through a certain dimion. He has to see a certain picture. It's a chushistik tfisa. La Raya, they all had different visions and so on, and the what's the right word for elements of tefisa are all different in yanim of different in yanim of this world. So when Navi sees a chizoyan, he sees an ayah, he sees red, he sees white, he sees this, he sees that, and all of these are remote for deep in yanimix, or whatever it is. Chacham, he says, it's possible for him to be oymid on something without the world of dimyon. The world of those dimyonis, the world of those items, are limited by nature. They're just limited in terms of how far you can go with it. Masha'en came in Chacham, in the world of pure Chachma, you can go beyond that. But let's give a muscle to it. In math, in regular math, you can only misyachas to things that exist in the concrete world that you have. Numbers refer to things that exist or can exist. So 5 million, 5 trillion, 5 billion, those are all things that can exist. In geometry, you misyachas to things that can exist. Real triangles that have 180 degrees. They can be a million different shapes, but they have to be able to exist. A chacham can be oymed on things that don't exist and will never exist and can't exist. We could think of a world where parallel lines meet, where there can be more than one parallel line. We can be oymed on a world of numbers such as I that doesn't have the square root of minus one. It doesn't have a physical mitzvah, I think it correlates to, and still we can be tight as that. So Chachma is shayach to a much higher and deeper world because it doesn't need sensory elements to describe what it's going to be and what it's referring to. That's the inyan of so Chachma, when you get past the world of things, that world is the world of Chachma, and that's why Enoch and Achayim says you could, because under that you're fettered to this world in Yadam. You're mechobet to things of this world. These are things that you need to be mesiachas to. Otherworldly inyanim, but you can't be mesiachas to unless it has some representation here. A person who's zeichet to go b'fnei l'fnim is not mishubet to any one of the elements, and he can definitely be shayach, and he can be shayach to things beyond it. I want to add one more nekuda. I said before about the tzitzenes hamon. There was the Kodesh Kodashim. There's another thing that was the Kodesh Kodashim, that's the Mata Aaron. The Mata Aaron, Shemin HaMishcha, it says, Eben HaYisra B'Kodesh Kodashim Ha'Rovay Shaleo Hay Aaron Munach Bolefonav Tzenes Hamon U'Mata Aaron. And then it says, when it was Nechrav, they put in Shemin also. They were going to Shemin. But what was there was Tzenes. If you think about it, the Mata is the Malchus. It's the Kli Malchus and Tzenes Amon. Both of them are coming from that world of Shulchan Ahaga. The difference is that Mata Aaron was Pireach by itself. In other words, a Melech is Nimshach by Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael has to be Mamlech the Melech. The Mata Aaron was a bechir that came in Neubei. It wasn't niskark to Klal Yisrael's minig. Fakat, Klal Yisrael reached a stalemate. They said, we're Kohanim, and Aaron's own Mata. So that means his Kedusha, the Kedusha is Aaron. It's a pasuk that it says, "Vayevdiloi lias kodesh kadoshim." Hakadosh Baruch Hu is mata for kadoshim. It means the kedusha comes from itself, not from that which is around it. So a melech is a nimshach or they somebody, and a kohen gadol is normally appointed. But here, this mata aaron was it was the metzias of aaron a kohen's kahuna coming mitaratzmai. So that has a welcome in that world of transgression. The world of transgression is a world that has no seeker whatsoever to the world outside it. So Tzinsena Saman had a welcome there, and Matayan had a welcome there. Any questions?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, I mean, not directly negated to today, but in general, the Lashna Mishnah is called a Mekabala Lav. The Dagish is Mekabala Lav, and it says if a person is Pyrrhic Mimeno, it doesn't say Kala Isik Batera and call, and someone's not Isik, even though, I mean, the morale does mention about if a person is Isik, but what is the Dagish of just the Kabbalah and the Prika?
I think the Pshat is, it's Mekabala Lav, it doesn't mean. It's not a darker less. I think it's a darker more. Because his world, a person that really lays up at night worrying about the matzahs that he has, then he's not going to be stable other worries. And certainly these are things that you can't play games with. You talk about Tamitius. A person needs to be mekavan himself. The all means this becomes his world. What's the person meshuvah to? So we're all meshuvah to Teva, we're meshuvah to Malchus, that's the way it is. But it's possible for a person to be meshuvah to something beyond. And that something beyond is the oil of Torah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's for Tosefis.
Right.
Not the Greyer.
Right, I understand. I understand.
Okay.
Very good. Shkaya.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.